on the China front, I'm going to start the conversation this way. I think the first one occurred in 2010. If you go back and look at how many joint consultative committees on trade and how many strategic and economic dialogues that the United States government has hosted and had with the Chinese government over the years. And every time we have one of those, we talk about agricultural issues and we get excited that, I go back to my NCBA days in 2003 with the one mad cow that stole Christmas. We lost most of our export markets. It took us years to build it back. And we got some news with regard to China here not long ago, but we still really haven't opened the China market for U.S. beef anywhere near what it used to be. I have a homework assignment for all of you. I'm going to read this for you so you see what this is. This is the findings of the investigation into China's acts, policies, and practices related to technology transfer, intellectual property, and innovation under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974. So your homework assignment is to go on the USTR website or Google USTR China 301 and read this report. It's a 200-page report. This is a 14-page executive summary. 8 months of work by the folks at USTR went into this report. Some 4,000 man hours, I believe, went into looking at this. When you look at the discussion of what's going on with regard to China today and the United States and trade, It's really pretty remarkable. This report talks about unfair technology transfer regimes, discriminatory licensing requirements, government intervention in China outbound investment in U.S. companies, and unauthorized intrusions into U.S. commercial computer networks and cyber-enabled theft of intellectual property. That's pretty heavy-duty stuff, pretty serious stuff, something that you'd say, well, that's above and beyond agriculture. Actually, it's not. If you look at an FBI case called Purple Maize, and I've actually heard the FBI agent talk about catching folks out in the fields of our intellectual property, of our seed genetics. It's remarkable in the trips that I've made, you talk to corporate officials in agriculture and some of the things that they've encountered. I guess this old farm boy likens it to the goose that laid the golden egg. And now China wants the goose. And for President Trump's part, he's looked at this and said, you know what? It's time to do something about it. He's decided to step into the breach. And there's no good time to do that. In particular, there's no good time to do that for U.S. agriculture when we have the situation we do with trade and agriculture with regard to pork or obviously soybeans. But we also understand that this is something that has to be addressed and addressed very professionally and very carefully.